The Sound of American History is being preserved by the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. 50 recordings are placed in its care each year. For the past 5 weeks, we have brought you the stories behind some of those recordings. Today, our final installment.
That's one small step for man.
You know the fellow's name?
Oh, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who is on first?
This land is my land.
Ask not.
Presented by Palm Olive. The beauty soap made with gentle olive oil.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
The 1938 heavyweight championship fight between Joe Louis and Max Schmeling lasted just 2 minutes and 4 seconds, but it was an historic milestone, one that an estimated 70 million people listened to on their radios.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as referee Arthur Donovan calls both principals of the bout to the center of the ring for final instructions, and we give you now Clem McCarthy.
And boxing fans, Arthur Donovan has the two principals in the ring. I want you to listen to their instructions.
NBC radio announcer Clem McCarthy delivered the blow-by-blow account of the fight. To tell today's story from the National Recording Registry, we introduce the historian.
My name is Louis Ehrenberg. I'm the author of The Greatest Fight of Our Generation, Louis versus Schmeling.
The sports writer.
My name is Patrick Myler. I'm a writer specializing in boxing.
And the descendant.
My name is Joe Louis Barrow, Jr., and I'm the son of Joe Louis. People didn't realize that his last name was Barrow, but when he was started his boxing career very early, he was registering for an amateur bout, and it was a very small registration line, and he was trying to write Joe Louis Barrow. He couldn't get the Barrow on the line and on the entire line, so that the person he was registering with said, just use Joe Louis, it's just a name, it really won't matter.
Now let's go, and may the best man win.
The old slogan of boxing, may the best man win, and she's about to start with this Yankee Stadium packed to the doors. There isn't an empty seat. Joe Louis in his corner, prancing and rubbing his feet in the rosin. Max Schmeling standing calmly, getting last word from Doc Casey, and they're ready with a bell just about to ring. And there we are. And they got to the ring right together with Arthur Donovan.
The broadcast is important for a variety of reasons. One, because of the excitement of a sporting event. Two, it's an international global event that was broadcast worldwide. It had tremendous political implications in the battle of democracy against fascism, and it had tremendous implications about race and racial ideology both in the United States and at home. I think this was a peak moment in radio history.
Louis with the old 1-2, the first to left and then the right. He's landed more blows in this one round than he landed in any 5 rounds of the other fight.
My father fought Max Schmeling in 1936 and 1938. In 1936, they both were contenders. They were both seeking to be the next heavyweight champion of the world. Max Schmeling was a previous heavyweight champion.
Joe Louis was unbeaten in 1936, and he was heading full pelt for the world heavyweight title. It looked like nobody would stop him, but it so happened that Schmeling had studied films of Joe Louis's fights and found a flaw that nobody else seemed to have noticed.
That was important because my father didn't think he could have lost that fight. Max Schmeling was 8 years his senior. He was the former heavyweight champion, not the reigning heavyweight champion. Joe Louis was the Brown Bomber from Detroit, Michigan. No one could beat him. He was defeating everyone.
Now let us talk about the Brown Bomber. Tell the nation this story. Let us talk about the Brown Bomber.
Afterwards, Schmeling was feted in Germany, especially by the Nazis, you know, who trumped him as the perfect specimen of the Aryan superiority in beating the black American, of course. He was the Nazi hero.
In speaking with my mother about that fight, she said that my father felt devastated, that there was no question that he felt that he let everyone who had supported him down, and perhaps an entire generation of African Americans down.
He fought from the bottom through the Golden Glove and on to the heavyweight. Now let us talk about the Brown Bomber.
My father was able to fight Jimmy Braddock in 1937 in Chicago's Comiskey Park, and that's where he knocked him out in the 7th round and became the next heavyweight champion of the world.
But Louis, to his credit, said, I won't consider myself a proper world champion until I beat Schmeling. So this set up the famous fight of June 22nd, 1938.
Now Max is backing away against the ropes. Lewis is following him and watching for that chance. He is crowding, trailing. Schmeling is not sitting around very much, but his face is already marked, and they stepped into a fast clinch.
Well, right before the rematch, I would say, let's go back just to March. In March, the Germans marched into Austria in what is known as the Anschluss. That is, they annexed Austria, which was part of Hitler's grand plan. So here is Hitler, who had for a number of years denied that he had aggressive plans, even though he was building up the military, marching into Austria. At the same time, a number of spies in, I think it was early June, just before the fight, German-American spies were indicted for subversion against the United States. So that was going on. And the whole atmosphere around the fight is filled with political implications.
Lewis then cracked him with two straight lefts to the face and brought over that hard right to the head.
There were radio hookups, of course, to Germany. There were radio hookups to South Africa, to Italy, to France, to Britain, to Canada, to other countries as well.
An estimated 60 million Americans, who's half the population, tuned into this fight. It was the largest radio audience in the history of sport, which made it probably the largest radio audience in history.
Lewis out, and Lewis missed with a left swing, but in close, but of a hard right overcut, and a right to the jaw.
To Max Schmeling and Joe Lewis, it was just a heavyweight bout. But to the world, it was really a symbolic meeting of two different philosophies. You had freedom and democracy represented in the United States, and you had the Aryan fascist Germany represented by Max Schmeling. The irony is that Joe Lewis fought for freedom and democracy in 1938, but he couldn't practice those freedoms and democracies. He couldn't live where he wanted to live. He couldn't eat where he wanted to eat. He couldn't be educated the way he needed to be educated because of the segregated United States.
In helplessness, and Schmeling is down. Schmeling is down. The count is four. And he's up, and Lewis, right and left to the head, a left to the jaw, a right to the head, and Donovan is watching carefully. Lewis measures him, right to the body, a left hook to the jaw, and Schmeling is down. The count is five, six, seven, eight. The men are in the ring. The fight is over on a technical knockout. Max Schmeling is beaten in one round, the first time that a world's heavyweight championship ever changed hands in one round, in less than a round.
In those days, you didn't have competing sports. When the heavyweight championship was fought, millions upon millions upon millions of people listened simultaneously by their radios all across the world. I mean, through the radios, people saw, they visioned two gladiators in the ring representing two different forms of political societies. And I think that they took their imagination and they, Clint McCarthy's call was so intense that their imagination took them wherever they wanted to go. And that was such the beauty of radio. It was a significant call, and the intensity of the fight and the intensity of the people gathered in one arena was just enormous.
The ring is packed jammed here now with everybody trying to get in at once. Photographers, everybody shouting from the side. I've never seen such excitement from the side of any ring since I've been going to boxing matches. Never.
The 1938 broadcast of the Lewis Schmeling heavyweight title fight. Our series from the National Recording Registry was produced by Ben Manila and Media Mechanics. To hear how Joe Lewis's wartime generosity brought him trouble from the IRS, visit npr.org. That's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Debbie Elliott.